Good.
Okay, I think the ikur that I want to talk about is the shtickle, the hamshach from the previous sugya previous shir, is what is there the issue of negiyah yidei davar acher? What is the issue of negiyah yidei davar acher? Is it mekubal mepoiskim the inyan of negiyah yidei davar acher? So we spoke last time about how it comes out with inyan hoishata. And there we showed that Lucharitz Machloikas the Machaber Meshach. The Machaber holds that there is no inyan Lucharitz Negiyah de Dover Acher. And the only problem, therefore, of Hoshata is Shema Yiga. Whereas the Shach and Lucharitz the Taz in Sif Yud Beis, which we didn't see inside yet, this is the Shach and Taz, Lucharitz holds that there's an Isra Negiyah de Dover Acher. Lucharitz now comes to Safsom is Nadnid, and Lucharitz you have the same Machloikas, and what do you know, but it's even pretty much the same Shitas. Is that the Machaber, who does not pass the Saf Samas Nadnish, and Lucharya, the main reason is because he doesn't hold its Nagiyah, and even out the Mishum Nadachibos, and Mishum Nagiyah is no Chashash Nagiyah, Mishum Chibah, I guess he doesn't hold, that would be the good Lucharya, if it was Mamish Derech HaOyev, and like the Tumas Adeshim lays it out, the Emes is even, we'll go back to Rishonim, Lucharya, the Tumas Adeshim didn't mention Mis Nadnish, but he mentioned Derech HaOyev. It's hard to imagine if you did something with Mamish Derech HaOyev, and Miskabat Siachad, the Mahabu would be not to that. It's
I mean, there could be a
minute
not to
have been accepted. It's hard to say that the minute of Saddam was to be Meku, managed to sit in the love seat and whatever, and it's hard. The Luchari, he means more, even though he only quoted to the Sedeshim, because he means more the claw of Safsal Echot. Safsal Echot is not in that didn't have a minigun. But if it was Mamish Derech HaOyev, Luchari and Saddam would have been like to be Mach on it also. Because Kedarika, he's holding his Negiyah's Aser, things that are Mamish, Schoik, Mekalos, Reisha, Aser, these London Negiyah, Yidei, Dover, Acher, L'chayra, there's no Makar, the Mechaber holds no Makar for it. And Be'etzim, what's the Makar for the Shach, and the Shach at least is coming from the Rabbein Yoinim, as those saw in Sifyud Beis, by Rechitza. L'chayra is the Iker Makar for it. Be'emes, it's hard to understand what is the Negiyah here. And Befetz, the So what's the makor for this negiyah yidei davar acher like the shach? So l'chayra, here we're both going, where's the makor for the issur of safsal? So they bring Rashi as being the makor. But if we look in Sefer Paradis, Rashi doesn't talk about anything about sitting together on the safsal b'chal. Rashi says lo yeshiv al moishava. Sounds like sitting on her chair.
After
she got up from it, what could possibly be the problem with that? So Lucharitz Mukhla, the Sefer Paradis Rashi, is coming from the Minig of the Goyim to be Machmor on Tumas Moshe.
And
you've
been the Rashi
in Chutz Lorenz?
Yeah.
The Goyim also been Chutz Lorenz. But the Minig was that they were Machmor on Tumas Moshe. Even the Rashi, and because Rashi means a number of other things there. They use different Kalim. She herself should use the same Kalim she uses when she's Tamei. And even though Rashi speaks up before, lav mishum tum of atara, but Agufa is protesting that it's not mishum tum of atara, l'chayra proves, he says, el mishum hergo aveira, but the gedarim that Chazal, the Rishonim, the Goyim, set out for what were choshesh is going to lead to hergo aveira, they took gedarim from tum of atara. L'chayra, that's what Rashi's kavon. And they're bringing that as the makor for safsal echad, even though Rashi didn't say safsal echad. But that's how the Rishon, who is it brings it? The Mordechai quotes B'Shem Ravon B'Shem Rashi. Ravon also says the same Lashon as Rashi. It's what Yeshiva on my Shavu. Be'emes says, I saw that they bring down the Darkei Tshuva. The Darkei Tshuva is an Einfal. He found that it's not, that there's a Medrash that's a Makor for this Shita of Safsal Echa and this Nadne. It says, the Medrash there says, the Klal Yisrael, even when Klal Yisrael does Averis, but the Eibush only makes him ki'ilu tumas nida, not tumas mace. What's the mile of being a nida over being a mace? What?
Has an end.
It's not what he says. The Medrash says because he says that when you have a mace in the house, then a kohen can't go into the house b'chal. Whereas when there's a nida in the house, the kohen gadol can go into the house. And he can even sit with her on the same safs, on the snabbin. If it's not misnabbin, it says, right? What's the lashon of the medrash? I think it's not misnabbin. Because if it's misnabbin, then you have to misnabbin. So you see that if it is misnat, then there's a problem of tumah. But with the problems, he's bringing a makor from dinei tumah v'tara. And that is a makor for dinei halachos nidah. Now, be'emes is, even though the Daki Tshuva's Ein Fal, which is the greatest Ein Fal, as we just saw, it was Rishon already made this tzushtel, the Rav Rami Tul, back in the Chelet Beis of the Shikim, the Kubetz, already brought in this medrash, as the makor for the din of Sassal Misnatnet. It's clear that bringing in dinei tumah v'tara is the makor for the Hagdar. And Haganda, I don't think anyone disagrees. Even the Piskei Rekanti brought in the Shita Mekubetzis brings it. The minhag was, but maybe he's different. He brings it. The minhag was to be machmer tumas moishav as a shalei tishtakach teres tumah. He's luchar saying need dinei tumah v'tar. But luchar, none of the other rishonim, as Rashi spoke up before, is they're not coming need dinei tumah v'tar. It's clear the bezmanazer were not knowing dinei tumah v'tar. Nonetheless, it seems clear that there was a mahalach in the Rishonim, at least, that the hagdaras of what is the Isra Nida, what is the Isra HaChokas Nida, was based on Dinei Tumah V'Tara. And therefore, it will be totally in a Safsal Misnadin which has Tumas Hesed, or a Safsal Misnadin which doesn't have Tumas Hesed, will be Mutter. As I said, Mishmeres HaTara, I just 5 minutes before I saw the Shin, so Mishmeres HaTara says almost word for word what I've been planning on saying, so give him credit also, but he adds in the case that there has to also be, they didn't go glatt with Dinei Tumah V'Tara, there also has to be epis, some hergul dover, some chiba, some hiskarvus, some cure of adas, also that Chazal saw in it. But then, once we understand that Chazal took anything that they took, they started with the minhag ga'inim to be machma and Dinei Tumah V'Tara, and they kept anything that had epis of kesher to kiruv adas as the gedarim of harchakas nida. And then I think a lot of things start falling into place. As we see that Lamashal then, not just in Rishonim, but even in Acharonim, as we really mentioned in the previous year, then the Yad Eliyahu's din of lighting the candle, lighting the cigarette, is much more understandable. It's Be'etzim Dinei Tumah V'Tara that he's learning from. But since there is epis of kiruv adas involved, so Mameila Chazal kept that gather in the Isurim of HaChakas Nida. The same thing, at least in the Havim, in the Teres Shlomim, of the Minchas Yankov, with blowing off the Nitzis. He's bringing Gedarim and Dinim and Tumah V'Tara, but that this should be the Hagedar that Chazal gave when they answered what is called, but they were going to call it Negiyah Yidei Dover Acher, because in Tumah V'Tara it would cause a Tumas Hesed, because Negiyah, it's applying pressure through Dover Acher. But it's based on Tumah V'Tara. We kept it only if there's some chibo, some kiruv adas involved in it. Mavela, I think that explains maybe the shakel v'tara in the tashbitz about passing the baby with chay nesias atzmai. That again, I don't know if chay nesias atzmai be'etzim comes up in Tumas Hesed. If anyone knows dinei Tumah V'Tara better, they can fill us in. But at least it would make a little bit of sense in that hagdar. Certainly to take it then. What a number of the Achrayim do is to say that if you put it down on the table and the other one takes it, where there is no feeling movement, there maybe is no cure of adas, there's also no pressure, so then it's already outside the gedarim, and the name of that doesn't sound to be matter, even the shachin tas could be matter such a thing. The Mishmeres HaTara wants to add a knetch, which is interesting. I don't know if it's muchach l'maisa though. It would certainly take off. The problem, though, let's go to the other. If we take this to the extreme, though, of saying anything with me dinei tumah v'tara, so what's going to be then? If you're going to say, I think I told people the story, but tell it again if anyone didn't hear it. A friend of mine during Shavuot Brachos is being put up in basically a prefab house in like a trailer type building, and when you walked on the floor would vibrate, the floor would shake, and the Rebbe called up, said, "We're not up for the Shav. You can't walk on the floor at the same time. You have to sit on a chair. When she wants to walk, she wants to sit on, lay on a bed or whatever, when you want to walk. Because otherwise you're feeling her movements." The number one is Mechobel Karka. So there's no Tumas Hesed by Mechobel Karka. It's not worse than Safsal. It's Mechobel Karka. Like a Mechobel. It's not true. I guess it's not Mucha.
Maybe like Rosh. So the Karka is to enforce in the Mishnah there.
Yeah.
That, for sure in the Rambam, that by a tree, there's a Zav and a Torah on the tree, then there's Tumas Hesed. If it's Ruah. The tree is not so stable, then there's too much hesed.
Even though the tree is mechobel karka, which is sad. Okay. It's interesting. See, the Tara, the Mishmer's Tara claim is not like that. When she brings Mishnais and Zodin, she doesn't look up in the sun. Right?
That's where we got the Maracan.
I didn't look at
that. That's where we got the Maracan.
Oh, okay. I mean, so you think he's bringing Maracan in that way?
I didn't see what he says. I didn't see him say that. So could be that sensitive by Moishav, it's a heter. So Mamela by Moishav, so it's a clean, it's not, that's Mechubar Lekarka, would be a heter, but Tumas Moishav, so then therefore by all of our Archaka, so out to Moishav, it's a heter.
Okay. See, out to Moishav, now that's Hesed. Comes on, so maybe that's what he mentioned, Moishav, not Hesed.
He talks about both. He says some word in the relationship between the two. It's not Moshe completely, it's not Hesed completely. That's what they were saying.
I think, you know, I think that here in Ksara, you know, you can say Ayin Rambam and Hochas Kelim to know what's in the Kabbalah Tumah. Here it seems like even those who are going with the idea of Tumah, but we're not going straight.
The question of Tumah, she said, if it's used before, it is very shaky and there's still Tumah.
Ah, yeah? Okay, you said it. But he does also seem to mention it, but that was maybe when Tumas Moshe, the ones in Mechubal Karakum, and Mingle, there's no Tumah, and that's why.
Even if it's Misnadin.
Right, at least like a Moshe's shot, is that even if it's Misnadin, but there's no. There is no. So then he's coming. Okay, fine.
So in that house, what's the. What do you say about that house?
Oh, So if you're going to take this Nigia Yidei Dover Afer, Gidrei Tumah V'Tara Ad HaSof, it could be that in this house there should be a problem.
Most people are more mantra in case of walking up the stairs together.
Why? So why? So Mishmeres...
But then the Shachan tells against the Ramah. The Ramah says if it's Mechubah, it's not a problem, even if it's
Mishmeres. So what's Pshat? It really comes down to what's Pshat Ramah? Why is Mechubah not a problem? We'll go even more than that. If we're going to go out of Tumas Moshev and Tumas Hesed, Ramah Paskins, the Yesh Ayrim is that if someone's sitting in between them, then it's Mutter. Someone sitting in between breaks Tumas Moshev? Breaks Tumas Hesed? About the Nish. Right? If you resolve in a Tumay at a bench, and there's a third person sitting in the middle, about the Tumas still will go through the bench. So what is it? If we're going to Dinei Tumah, so then what does it help to have someone in the middle? What does it help to be Mechubal Lekarka if it's Misnadin still? Certainly, what does it help to be heavy and it's Misnadin? So then, in Mishmeres HaTara wants to say that it's Mistaber, even though I don't know if it's 100%, but it's Mistaber. Is he wants to say that he's sort of making a chol between the Pshat and the Kitzur. And he's, that much we're going to use the Trumas Hadeshin for. Or even maybe without the Trumas Hadeshin. Is that you need it also to create a Kira of Adas.
Otherwise,
why is
Erev
Mishan putting
the fact that it's
Misnadin? What are you Misnadin at all? No, Misnadin you need for Tumas Hesed. Not for Tumas Moshe. Tumas Hesed. For Moshe you'll have even if it's not. So he says that's to use. You need that. Sitting together on a couch is something that creates Kira Vadas, it's Derech Chiba. Even if you're not going to say it has to be adopted with the extreme case of Derech HaOyadim, which based on that Lashon Mirush Kerl one at the time, that Mamrish has to be a love scene. The only thing the Tumas Hadeshin asked was a love scene.
What does Oyavim have to mean that close? Oyavim means friends, people who are gathered together because of friendship.
It's something you wouldn't sit with someone else, though. That's the Tumas Hadeshin's oyster. He says, writing in an Agola, you would write in an Agola with strangers.
Right, but Oyavim is a step less than strangers. It's not... Someone, it's not extreme
closeness,
like husband and wife.
I don't know, Derech Oyavim certainly sounds to me like it's pretty extreme.
It's being contrasted to Zorim.
Okay, so he's giving me two extremes, you want to say, that could be. But he's certainly not talking, but certainly the Tumas Hadeshin is not mashma. It's not mashma the Lashon of Tumas Hadeshin, if you have a bench like this, it's a little wobbly, but that's what the Tumas Hadeshin would have asked. Even though that's what most of the Hanukkah person would say. Maybe they're not based on the transition, maybe they're based on the Shach and Taz, on the Shach. What?
Actually, the transition was talking
about this kind of sit. But how do you sit there with Derech Ayim?
You would sit.
Nice in the whole day, you come into Shul, you sit on chairs like, and benches like this, the people you don't know. Which the transition seems to understand automatically makes it more to.
If you have a bunch of a number of friends, when you get together in class, they would come together to sit on a bench like this, and then we're normal for friends to do.
But the transition says.
They have to sit together on a bench like this. It's not that I am being a Yitzhi, it's that we're sitting together.
Okay.
So that's another transition with Derech Ayyavim, these Kavits, who these Vayyachas,
that's Pashas Loshin Chumas Adashin by any means. But in any event, that's what Marishka wanted to Tanya Vidas and Chumas Adashin. He wanted Tanya Mamish has to be something romantic. And that's what the Chumas Adashin is. So certainly, we don't have to, I don't
not
think.
Over.
What?
And not over, not heavy.
Well, and even then, if it's Mechuber and heavy, then even if it's a love scene, it's going to be Mechuber. Because if you take the Chumas Adashin model, you can read such words in the Chumas Adashin easily. And I'm not even arguing that's so in Shat in the Chumas Adashin. The Shah is, the Shah, you can take part way. The Shah, in other words, the Shah Luchar is arguing in that Nekud on that Havon in the Chumas Adashin. He's arguing on the, maybe going with the Chumas Adashin at all. It's a totally different Mahalach. But you can still take part of the Nekud and say that it has to be that there's something in it. If you walk on the same wobbly floor, there's Luchar no Kira Vadas caused by that. You might think it's funny. But that's not going to create a Kira Vadas. It's not like sitting together on a couch. So in such a case, even though it could be that even the Shach would be matter. Hoishot of the Dover Orch, there is some connection between the two people. Sitting on a bench or a couch together, there is a connection between them. They're sitting together. In those cases, the Shach says, Negiya Yidei Dover Orch, based on Hagdaras of Tomo, that's also. If you have something, even though you're feeling movement, or even though there is some connection between you, but if there's absolutely no derechib involved, it's something totally any two people, any two strangers would do together, even the shach could be minded to that. And that'll still fit Lachar with the example, for example, of blowing a feather off his clothes, or lighting someone's cigarette, which is Lachar of things you wouldn't stam do to a stranger.
It fell into a neighbor.
Because he wanted it, and he brought him, came to the entire.
He knew he had a din, yeah.
It was never covered. It was Dach Sheirus. That's why he was saying he couldn't now pass him for it.
He had an agenda.
Right. So then comes the question of how do we pass it? So Lechayr is saying that there seems to be a Veltz Machlaikis here. Do you have to take the Mechaber's Derech, which is to take it that it's there is no din of Negiya Yidei Dovrach, and you need Mamish Chashash Negiya, or Mamish Derech Chiba.
Which is what you're saying.
Which is Lechayr Rav Rishayim.
What do you mean, Mamish Derechim?
Maybe not as extreme as Mamish Kol, but half, let's say halfway to what he's saying. You'll need more.
You're not saying the Mechaber. Mechaber is. In the Mechaber?
No, by Safsul? Safsul doesn't say Shem Yiga.
Okay.
Safsul, the Safsul that he's not paskining, okay. Is the Chumash Safsul.
You're saying by
Safsul,
okay, not by Shem.
I thought
someone wanted to say
the what?
That the Hoshota is also a chayshish for the Negiya itself.
For the Negiya itself. The Mechaber's chayshish, the Hoshota is Negiya?
Right.
He says Shema Yigya, he doesn't say it is Negiya.
No, he wants to say that in the first part. That he can't pass anything, even if it's a Dor Aruch, as the Negiya Atzma. In the second, in Voyit Lena Miyada, the Shema Yigya, whatever. It's a
shtickle third. Fine. I don't hear. Oh, so then... Fine.
The fact is then it would be after us or some sort of... What's the problem?
A third... added to the list.
So then according... So it comes out with higher that we've... So the quite also... Fine. So now within... Now the... How does... For starters, how does Rav Moshe pass? Remotion number one, as we saw back in Sif Beis, passed into Zrika is only also Shema Yiga. Which Lechaira means it also Hashot of the Dover Aruch, because Remotion is learning as Shema Yiga. Lechaira, if he's Mata Zrika from far away, he would be Mata Hashot of something very long from far away. Lechaira. Which means that Lechaira Remotion's Pashtos is not going like the Shach. In our Sukhya also, Remotion seems to learn that there is. He does not seem to learn with the gedarim of Negiya Yidei Dovrach here. He's extremely meikel in the case of Kar and says that if there's any mechuber, so that's the question. If you could still say that he fit that into the shach, where Mishmeres Tara wants to learn the shach, it's not the chippa. If it's mechuber lekarka, why? Why is mechuber lekarka? But Maestro Moshe is going with the Gedarim though of being a Dover Kavod, which the Chayyur only is understandable. It's not clear here how Moshe is Maestro learning. Moshe is, what he is clearly learning is whatever Chum the Ramo is taking. Well, he had, I guess because the Ramo can't pass in the Mechaber, the Mechaber is Matzah Safsul Gam. The Moshe is going to go certainly with the Ramah. But what Havon in the Ramah is the Moshe going to take? He doesn't seem to be taking the Shatz Havon in the Ramah. If anything, he's taking a more Mekel de Gavon in the Ramah. He's certainly learning that the Ramah is only asking when you have both Nidnud and Ashur also. Yeah. That's the thing. Apparently, the Shmuel is trying to fit into the Ramah. According to what he's saying, it's not Muchach Tnege. That's fine. That much I didn't have to think to fear us before. Okay. He also brings, now for 6 months, what he exactly said, that he brought the book. Let's see, what did he bring? Agud the Aruch HaShulchan also learned that Hoshot was Meshur Shema Yiga, and by Safso also he learned the Aruch HaShulchan also learned that Safso is Shema Yiga.
So I just think that negative deep Mishmas Tara said.
Yeah.
Mishmas Tara went when it's been chalak in the Aguda and the Aruch HaShulchan that I think the Aruch HaShulchan said Adam Acher Masi. And the Aguda threw in Tino or Chetetz.
Chetetz,
right. First time I want to say is because the Aguda understands that it's a great cure of Das and Herakal Tavar. And the Aguda, the Mekel, is that it's only to avoid problems of potential of Yiga Zebazer. But the Archa Shulchan, who said Yiga Zebazer, only mentioned Adam Acher. He didn't mention Tino and Chetetz. So, before the Prophet, the Archa Shulchan did not make that deal with the first time.
Okay. There's someone some brought from over Yosha and I'm not finding this. Okay, we're finding that. Because the Zucha, it seems the Ramosh is not makra for the Shach as Nidiyayim HaRachah, which right away gives us a big mokum lahako. Because Ramosh is, especially for Americans, is always an almi lismach l'chal pachas. And Befrat, we're talking about, especially Basafsal Misnadin, we're talking about something that even the Trumas Neshim in Amar Moide, it's a chumra ba'alma. It's not mi'ikar adin l'chayav. Machaber doesn't hold, and Rav Rishonim don't hold of it at all. And then within that, it seems that Achrenim are most of cool as Agave cool, as if it's Mechober, or if it's the beginning of the Yehudit of Racha L'chol Pachas. So it certainly seems that even if L'chatchil you should be Machmer for the Shach's Mahalach, but it seems that you can very easily get out of, you can very easily make Tzirufim to be Mekel on it. Yizuch Ha'ini L'chayi Yehudit Gris Moshe to be Sen
Mechon. The Shach had two things.
Even the
Shabbat, two truths, but in the only, if you base them with more than one, the Luchari is better with one.
So, the fact that over here they're together on the same thing.
A number of the Achrayim brought in Sevbeis, L'chari only shkimmed with Nidiyah Adei Dover Acher, but it seems that there's certainly a Gros of Bismedrish who learned that there is no Yisr of Nidiyah Adei Dover Acher, and the Zuchah Amu Lismach, the Shah is what to do with Hatchila, but Zuchah B'Shah is the Chak is Amu Lismach, is what to do with Starif, to be Mekul Alt, to the Dorm of the Shach.
What's the Shah?
But then, so then you start getting into the two trays or whatever it is. So getting back to the Shai, say the kvata with two pillows, or taking food off a tray that she's holding, or Shai is like that. So Chayr again, that should be. Zichal's Tum of Atara would be. If the Hagdoras come from Tum of Atara, it should be a problem. If we're coming out to Shema Yiga or whatever, then it shouldn't be. And it seems that Ramosha should be matter all these cases. Ramosha Lashitosi should be matter all these cases. And the Be'er Moshe Dime were Machmer will be Machmer in all these cases. Fine, that was the correct thing. Trying to pull everything together. I'm so confused about that little Moshe here. Okay, I'll have to think about this. Fine, what were the other nekudas that came up here?
The beds.
Beds. What about the beds?
How far apart is this? It's clear, the ikra didn't mean anything,
as long as they're not touching.
The Tashbit said, Merchak Rav.
Okay. Merchak Rav when they're face to face.
Yeah.
Right.
Some people just say you shouldn't be able to reach
where is that?
Kitzhulach says that.
It's our own. It's not a halacha. That's really our own.
I think the biggest makar for the arms is really.
Rizal or something says it.
Rizal was the sheet shouldn't touch. The blanket shouldn't touch. From one bed to the other. I think also the arms bread that the biggest mo is from the, what's it called? From Rebbe Aaron Mivelz, who said that the Vad Arba Rotsis made a takon and a gzeira, the chayrim to aser, the
betzim,
the amal. One amal. Which is basically an arms. Not the extreme of if your man was stretching, but it's a normal arms reach in between. Or it's a similar dog. Even though a friend of mine. Only as far as I know, the girls are more machmir other than that.
Three blatas.
You said three blatas?
What kind of blatas?
Yeah, maybe you're talking about the 20-centimeter blatas. It's in the old years, the standard was 20 centimeters. I think on that you could make a fruit kind of also. It's only. The answer you were worried about it. Takan is not out of our roughs. It's not even Jabonim. I'm saying it's not even Jabonim. It's Takan is not out of our roughs. It's a Christ. We say not out of our roughs is over Butler for 400 years. 300 years. Name Chajin Gezeris and Simus the Talmud. So we'll have more than an hour, more than 45 centimeters. Yizuchim, and let's see a minute. Definitely, the gerus. I think, but the bam is that I saw someone brought. I didn't find it this time. Someone brought a makor from. Okay, they bring it also by shulchan echad. The pasuk says, but what's the lashon of the pasuk? Yeah. Ashtach again from previous year. Sujud
Tahar.
Someone brings the linen at the minute. The minute Yisrael is, the bed should manage to be on the opposite walls of the room. One bed against one wall and the other bed against the other wall.
That the bed should be on a different wall. Some Rashi and Tehillim on that. Rashi on the. I think it would be Rashi and Tehillim.
The Ozru, if I remember, is the one who brings the pasuk. I think though he brings it by some of the Shulchan Aruch. The Vanacha Kishil is in some of the Shulchan Aruch. He works for the Shulchan Aruch. I think even though a friend of mine, Dave Brew, when he read it, he wrote that in the Iker, I did it's enough to have sick mashu, and they pulled it from the shelves of the Mirotsa because of that. But whatever, I think it's partially. I think it's partially right. Mikra Adin, relation, right? What's the Iker Adin and our kids say for Nunu? That's a different shayla. Something that's a chumra gavi chumra. I don't know if it's a problem either. No, Hanogu Lechatzul. Minig is all Lechar. Hanogu Lechatzul is an amo. Whether it's Takan of a Chayrim or Tats Minig, but I don't see any reason to be Machmadav for Chazan Hashem. What's that? What's going on now? What else was Nagia with the switching beds? Oh, I did see the
cool. There could be a difference if one bed is high and one bed is low. Because if you go sometimes there's people you go to. Yes, yeah.
That's interesting. Especially because one of the reasons brought, the Lechayrim Pischechuvah's reason for the Isra, the beds touching each other, is because they'll look like one bed. In which case, if the different heights look higher, they wouldn't look like one bed.
So you can't see each other so easy.
Well, that should ask there's a bunk bed, because it's called one bed.
Yeah, but that's very
simple. We have a broken high riser for a guest room.
Okay.
Broken doesn't come doesn't up, come yeah. Up. And it's not too much room tomorrow.
Well, high is like, at least like the Pischechuvah's shot, there's a strike.
I thought you were going to have that edge.
We make one such a case.
So what are the other eight sisters? How do you position it otherwise? What are the other theorems?
If the beds are like this, it's not a problem. As long as they're not touching mamish.
What about the legs? Let's say legs by the feet. To switch it, just can you just switch around the way you sit? Switch away the way you sit. The thing is stuck in between there, and you can't move it. There's enough room for this bed and this bed,
and this much is.
They're very, very close, let's say. You can get out of touching it, but...
Fine, if you get out of touch,
So what do you have to do? Would it help you to...
I'm saying, if you're then you don't need to do any of that. So Zecha, if you turn his...
There's no room to do it,
If there's no other rooms, that's just a chak.
There's one bed frame, yeah. Two mattresses. One bedroom, two mattresses.
So that's already more problematic, yeah.
Is there any head there in that case?
The mattresses aren't touching.
That's the mattress.
No, but it's one.
That's what brings down.
Yeah, but there's already different mechitzas. Let's say it's
one. The mattresses are mechitzas? No, two different peschetshuvas. One thing he brings, if the bed has mechitzas around it, then there's no problem because it doesn't look like one. But then he brings another case of when you have a mitzvah or binyan or shal eitz with different, they're each on a different what?
It's also it's not
possible
what that means.
Okay, what are the different possibilities? Tashlim means there's a platform, and there's two separate mattresses on the platform that aren't touching each other. Now, if I have any of the platforms, I'm in star of them, come Ashlam, then it's not.
I think it's a kilo. They're bunks, they're attached to the wall.
No, the Chachmas Adam says it's a tower, but it's not a tower. He makes up a pshat, but he's magia in the shat in order to come out with that pshat. He didn't see that the Tshuva Tzman Malashkar himself clearly said the word Oy. He took out the word Oy from the shat. Chachmas Adam, whatever, he says it, but it doesn't make sense. Or he doesn't fit. So the tower of Fakir learned this way, that did not touch it.
One thing that I should say was important is Kul in the Be'er Moshe, which the Chachmas Adam is Mestaber, is he says, L'inyin... I guess most common say by Yeledis. So Yeledis is always Tomei. So can you sit on her bed in the hospital? When she gets up, she gets up to raise go to the bathroom and nurse the baby. Can you sit on her bed? There's no chair in the room. So number nine, you can form a machna on that because it's her bed. But the Be'er Moshe says it's, first of all, it's a rai ba'al, which is maximum going to be in the hospital for 3 days. And number today now is the last. Okay.
But
number two is he says even then. He says, because it's not her bed, Bechal. He says, the hospital could come in and say, tomorrow we're switching you to a different room. So it's not her bed. There's no kvias at all in the bed. She could be switched tomorrow. So mainly he says that's Arai Gomer, it doesn't get ashamed of her bed.
Because
the chiv also...
That doesn't make sense.
It's not her bed.
Yeah,
sometimes the guests in the person's house are only going to be there for a night or two or whatever, so we'll find there's no problem. If they're there, if the guest in someone's house for a month.
It's not her bed, it's someone else's bed, she's sitting.
If the guest in someone's house for a month, even though the host is very well, we'll find we need both stuff in the hockey in order to be mad. It needs to be, it's only for a short time, and
what's
they
the
could
time?
Throw you out. That's a show, what's the short time? 2 days is for sure a short time. Beyond that, basically.
So why would anyone ask her at the hotel bed after she slept there one night?
Because the hotel can't throw you out. Why are you there? Your room 163.
They can't join it. They can. As long as you're renting it, it's yours.
I have a kinyan on this bed.
No, but once you slept on it, you decided which bed is yours. It's like your house. It's like moving your house for the first night.
So what does he have to bring the svar b'chal of the anhola to the hospital to switch around?
That means
metaphor
is not your bed. Without that, it is your room. But I don't decide which one. If you own, the hospital is your bed. But that's
serious. There's committing crimes in there.
In the case where it's one big platform, you're saying that that's what's your bed then?
Is it a question?
Because what was that? Obviously, Tshuva comes to be mechalik. He was saying when there was mechitzas, he was saying v'zmanazeh, you don't have to worry about them coming around because you have mechitzas.
I mean, someone said we don't have such a thing today. I don't know what you're going to say. There's some beds though where basically the bed is made of a headboard and a footboard, and you have two arukas amita that connect them, and they have a lip, and the mattress sits on there. There's a board that sits on that with a mattress and the board. There's different. So if those are foot high wooden boards. When you push the two beds together, now you have those two boards in between the mattresses. You have a gap between the mattresses now of the thickness of the two boards plus another inch or two of air in the middle. You have a 3-inch gap between the mattresses. I'm not sure that that's not the case that the Pesachitra was bringing down already.
Sounds like
it'd be a chiddush, but what?
Sounds like it is a
good. No, so some Svar myself, some of the Heintiken wanted to say it has to be doubtful that these mechitzas are higher than the mattress.
The
so it's nicker, the wooden sides go higher than the mattress, so it's not much nicker, two separate mattresses. I didn't see such a thing in Pesachitra.
All the Pesachitra was coming to do is say that it doesn't move.
It doesn't look like one mattress.
Well, in Kuftzadi, that it shouldn't move. You don't have to worry that it came out of it together. At the Karim, you found the blood, it's not connected to Osamakos, you don't have to worry that it came from Osamakos.
So this is not right way there, how it
works. If it's one big piece of... According to the Chacham Sadon, that being Mechuber on the wall, is mechaber the two of them, right? That makes it.
He says it's okay.
He says it's okay.
It's not mechaber.
In the case where you have one big wooden platform and then two mattresses touching very close to each other, right next to it, so that's worse than the case of the Chacham Sadon. Because here you have it's one. Well, that's
and
the case
no
of the world, you know.
Right.
Or use the case of the tablets where surrounded by canopies, and also the since the Havamina wasn't, it should be mitzarefet to have a din of one bed. Although some split is because it's more derechiva. Remember from Lashon the tablets is mashmin that the ikrius, the Havamina that we machber with because it's mitzarefet to be a shame mita achas.
Even though it's two mita, in that case it's two beds.
That's
what the
Shevra
Levi says.
What does it mean?
Like Yeshiva Levi says, the Pesachei Tshuva mixes well. Because the Tshuva from Ramashka is talking about two beds, and the Tshuva is talking about one bed.
Bed, you mean a frame?
Yeah.
Two frames? He's talking about, the Ramashka is talking about one frame or two frames?
Two
frames. With this thing, then Mamela, I would think that's
then
a problem.
Then it's Chiva. Because only as far as
well, let's say it's one frame. Let's say it's one frame with two mattresses.
That's what Tshuva is talking about. Therefore, it's not just an issue of Chiva, it's an issue of Mita.
And then what? What does the Tshuva come out? One, that's the Mordechai, no? Isn't that the Mordechai? One frame and two
minutes. I'm going to look to this afterwards. Everyone else is just waiting. Fine. What other Nekudas came up in Mitos? What's Kriveya to be one? The Ikur is the Hiru. If you look at it as her bed, exactly how many days and whatever, I don't see that it should be totally so much in Dina, like 2 days and 3 days, and start bringing from other sugyas how many days makes a Kriyas. L'charif, it's Be'etzim totally in, after how much time is it going to be viewed as her bed? L'inyan, being girded by him, Hirurim, and Chiba, and Herbal Dover. And, I mean, it's hard to say, it's totally Shikladas, but L'charif, Be'etzim should be totally in Shikladas. Because where are you going to bring Dinim from? No, she has to be wrong. But I'm saying, what are you going to do the other way? You're going to start saying, well, since we find somewhere else, we're going to find, what are you going to bring for? You're going to bring for B'dikas Chomets? How many of it's called Yudish Shlechi of B'dikas?
That's what
Moshani
says. The best thing to do is to designate one bed for her, one bed for you.
Know? What do you do when you go to a hotel? Or what do you do when you move into a new house?
Designate a bed. Right.
So designating by itself is going to do anything?
But you want
to... What's happening? You want to switch. She's not comfortable on this mattress. You want to switch the mattresses.
Switch mattresses. No problem.
It's a question. No. Well, for him to sleep on her mattress?
No, take your mattress with you.
Yeah, but she's not comfortable on her mattress. She wants the other mattress.
If you decide from today we're changing mattresses forever, we have
when she's Tommy?
Yes. Tommy is not a problem.
No, she's Tommy.
Right now, you're saying we're switching mattresses. Does that make it ice her mattress?
What do you think?
What do you mean? That's what? It's not a mattress.
Let's say, yeah. Let's say you're saying
leaving the bed on the
mattress.
Now it's fine.
That's what you say.
How much time do you want to change matches? How much time before you have to do it? I don't know. I think it's fine. I'll make things up. One day, two days, three days.
Someone says one day.
Yeah, 1 day, 2 days, 3 days. I don't know. 3 days.
To sit on her bed.
Okay, sitting on her bed, yeah?
Not
there, also. Well, how did Rebbe Pesim ask him sitting on her bed? Her sitting on his bed, Rebbe Pesim. Matt.
Him sitting on hers, why Rebbe Pesim? The Habra is the only one that answers it, right?
Who's the one you found? Ba.
If she changes the mattress, someone spoke out, it was nice. The problem is, what's the fun? The problem is, he's going to have her word. So if he's on her bed and doesn't know that it's the wrong bed,
so she doesn't have to tell him, because right now he doesn't have any her word.
It's just like eating shirayim. He's eating her food, she's not looking to tell her he's eating my shirayim.
But if she's on his bed and doesn't know, so when he walks in and he sees her in what he knows is his bed, now he will have her word, so he's going to have to tell her to get off. Because the ikar is, what's the chashash? Is the chashash his hero or her hero? So Mamela will make a difference. Who's the one who doesn't know?
So she's slept in her bed. Then we should wake her up.
When she's sleeping, if she's sleeping in his bed, fine. Because then the chashash is his hero.
She should wake her up.
No, we saw that you don't need to wake her up. And if it's bothering you that she's sleeping in your bed, you can leave the room.
No, you don't have to wake her up.
She fell asleep in your bed. You came home and you see she's sleeping in your bed. You don't have to wake her up. He said, if it's about Bria, for you, leave the room.
That's true. But I'm saying she was
sleeping in your bed.
Yeah, but you don't have Shachwa.
No, we discussed this. What if you need to go to sleep now? You don't have anywhere to sleep. Let's see. I would sleep on the floor.
There's another good one. Someone had asked me, what's the makar to say it helps to close your eyes, to turn your back or to close your eyes?
By what? For her to do it?
Or what? By Hatzos Amita. Hatzos really wasn't our side. Hatzos Amita is really an olive. What? Listen, I saw someone about a different sushtal. It was also one of those sushtals that Chari was the kasher.
Someone brought it back tomorrow. Because it's talking about kasher.
No, because there, look, we saw a, I forgot what it was, all of that. Everybody's saying, just turn around.
Remember, we discussed this, I forgot already what it is. Here it is, it's a better tzushta.
I still think it's not muchach, but it's better. It's in Ebene Ezra Simon Chof Aleph, which Bezer Shem will see beginning next month a little bit. Some people more, some people less, probably. But there it talks about how chok is due on our eyes. So it talks about someone who is a, can someone shift chadu? Mzikas hakayis hatzolas amitur achitzes ponov yod v'ragov. So there, it says it shouldn't do b'fonov. Also, and the Ezer Nikodesh there says, but if he closes his eyes, it's good enough. If his waitress, if the waitress comes to serve him his food, he should close his eyes. To mzikas hakayis, do hatzolas amitur, he should close his eyes. And that's good enough.
Maybe that's only by some...
Very good, that's what I'm saying, it's not muchach because it's very, it's yitachon that ishtay is much more chomach. But Befrat, we'll see over there in the Rambam, the Rambam brings a number of reasons, how is it that people go to restaurants and wait just to serve them, v'chulu. We are making on a number of these things. And so he brings a number of different skadim lahakul, none of which of course apply here in Kof Tzadi, in Yeridei, Kof Tzadi Hei.
From when you have to close your eyes? when she comes from far away with the plate?
No, that's just losing the question.
She's coming, you know what that's
that second is.
Bringing food?
That's more mizikas.
Bringing food?
I'm saying, Lefidos who say that bringing food is like mizikas, is the same thing as mizikas akaris, that would apply by Arias also. You want to say it can be Mitzav, and Mitzav of those who don't hold the Mashmir or Ostrach, and hold the food is different than Mashmir, to be made by Shara, I used to say, yeah, we'll have to see there if they talk about food.
But maybe it must be the
we're not whole Mashmir, but I'm saying, you know, Arias, where we'll see in Ebenezer is much more cow, so can we have been more confident in Starach than they kill him here? It's better if Milchus Yitzchot makes the Tushra. Milchus Yitzchot brings the Ezim Kodesh.
There's no right answer to much when she calls the right. Do something that I think these are she right. And she calls the right.
What's up for her? Okay, because like now she's not here. She's not here. Yeah, I don't.
On this plane, on the plane, wait to serve.
Well, he's still going to have the chib. He goes still have the chib, I think. I don't hear that much. I don't hear that as helpful.
That's what's matter with Ramon. Ramon says that she went out of the room.
Went out of the room, but closing the eyes.
If she goes out of the room, you can't see her. If she's coming closing her
eyes. Again, little kids think that if they cover their eyes, you can't see them.
The Torah is right. It's not bring such a thing. You look inside. That's true. You can say true. He brings the Torah's right. Somebody says. He gets a point of view. Somebody says.
So Pashas, it doesn't help. Pashas, we only find Shina helping by what do you call it? By Mizikus HaKais. But it doesn't help by her Shota, not by Hatzal Samita, not by any of these other things. But when he brings there again, the Ezemi Kodesh in Eben Ezer says that it would help for the Shifchot in Hatzal Samita be at small. So he wants to make it Tzushta Das also. And again, Lachar is not Lucha. What?
In a restaurant, we should tell them to serve
the Yad Small.
Tell her the...
Again, it's not
Lucha. She asks.
Ah, by Shifchot, by in a restaurant, yeah, by Arias could be, it would help.
I think you just ask him to put it on the side a little bit. So I'm sorry, just put my plate over there, I'm
not ready. I would think the better way to do it, I would think the simpler way to do it would be to put your glass right in front of your seat. And then she comes to your plate, she's like going to, and she'll have no choice but to put it somewhere else.
Oh, yeah. Shanta's a problem too?
Maybe it's one person should have been in the restaurants.
You don't go to restaurants. So we're if someone's going to a restaurant, this is what you do.
No, I'm saying maybe he's a wage in the restaurant. He's as homer as Shifosi. Shifosi, that is in his house for a long time and serves him many times. He's not quite the same as a wage in
the
restaurant. She's here one time and serves him one time. So,
if serving food is mezika sekos, it's mezika sekos of an Arab.
Well, it's only if they're a Yidden. They're going.
If they're going, it's also an Isser.
But with the left hand would work, no? What would
for what? For here?
Going off?
Hatzos Amita by Ishtag by the left hand?
Oh, Hatzos
Amita. We never find Hatzos Amita.
Yeah, no, but Meziga.
Meziga's like, bring the plate with the left hand is Mephoria.
Meziga and
Mephoria would help Mephoria. Bring the food shouldn't be more common than Meziga Sakai, even though Masha Sakai is a Kosh can.
She says, which is what we say is about. Take a play out of hand.
Why?
Should that be Mazik first?
Okay, we'll see again. All the problem here, we'll have to wait for the Nazir. Get a little excited about next month.
One big platform, one big tzur of a bed, yeah. And you put two mattresses on the sides.
Let's make it big and nicely, yeah? You move into a maimon, into a fried deer, into a formerly fried deer, and he leaves you only with a king size. Can you go, instead of replacing the frame, can you go out and buy two twin size mattresses and put them on the king size frame?
And it's originally, it's...
Right, it doesn't shake. You want, when you
it
go
shakes,
on one mattress,
it shakes, it shakes.
That's going to be a problem.
No,
they're
confident, it's not the problem. It's like
bed
is
gigantic,
so
don't shake.
Depends
if you have an older frame.
Okay, really?
So what? So let's say it doesn't shake then.
Fine.
So what's the.
See, if the mattresses don't touch the
Mechayrat. Why isn't that the Mordechai though? Isn't that
what the Mechayrat says? that if they each have their own frame, it's okay. Obviously, he's understanding that what their mo is talking about, but they don't have each their own frame. This is the case.
His lashon may have separate frames.
The Pesach Teshuva says that, that if the frames go up the side of the bed, whatever.
Ah, that right.
So then, what's the Mordechai talking about?
That's the problem with the touching, though. Here, the beds are touching. Here, the mattresses aren't touching. Look at it as if it's two separate beds. You know, basically what we're looking at is this is the platform, the frame of the bed. We're looking at, which is really the other case that the Mamashayim and Tashbitz brought, is that let's say they built up with bricks a platform in the middle of the room. And you have two mattresses side by side on that platform.
Mm-hmm. So it's like second on the floor.
So that platform is basically the frame of the bed. But we're not going to call that one bed. It's two
separate.
Saying
even if it's Nogeya, that's the Chiddush?
No, not if it's Nogeya, it's not the Osir. The bed here is the mattress. Basically, the bed is the mattress. Don't look at the bed as the binyan. The bed is the mattress. The mattresses aren't touching. It's going to be more.
There's an elevated part of the floor.
Yeah.
So, what's the Malik? He says that in Kuftzadi over there, there was a mechitza. Mashenki in the case, or that the mattresses should remove. Mashenki in the case of the Mordechai.
I see the side.
The Pesach Teshuva was saying that our beds, they have a frame. Mm-hmm. So what was the case in the Mordechai talking about? They don't have a frame? They just have, that there's a platform?
Could be. It's like the old fashioned box frame. It's four legs, basically, supporting a box frame.
But they're two separate frames? Are they two separate?
They're two separate boxes, yeah. But they're touching. The box frame is the bed, and the beds are touching.
And the box frames can't touch each other?
Leg, Ragli Amita is the Rosh. Ragli Amita shouldn't touch each other. Right.
Why is that any worse than why should the case of be mutter?
Which case is mutter?
The case of Sarah is the two mattresses, it's exactly right.
Because we're going to look at the frame of the bed. In other words, we don't look at it as the bed's touching or one bed. The bed, we're looking at the frame of the bed as if it's a binyan avodah, as if it's a stone platform. The mattresses are the beds. So there's two beds on a platform, and the beds aren't touching.
Isn't that what he says?
It's like putting two mattresses on the floor.
It's like putting two mattresses on the floor next to each other.
One, you for sure need
the frame of the bed is like the floor.
So, well, how old this should be fine. It's one frame,
the
match is
not touching.
Yeah?
It's hard to understand b'chla ha-bank that's going to be a
problem. So, you might have
to put
everyone on
the chat. No,
they explain that there's the beginning of the slaves are running it's like a room around the bed. It's like two beds, two early beds. It's like a thing around the two beds.
Okay.
I don't think it's a silicone, but it's not saying that there's a bed and two mattresses on top of the bed.
No.
It's like a two regular beds, and that's not saying that there's a, like a little room around it, like a, or a viewing or whatever.
A viewing around, okay, the canopy bed or whatever.
Yeah.
Right, that was the other pshat in the canopy.
You know what?
Yeah. The way that the piece of a tshuva brings the same tshuva that the shah brings, he learns it differently. The fairy learns the mitzvah of the case to bring.
I have to look again in my notes. So we'll look inside of the tshuva. We'll see what the lashon of the tshuva is. I seem to remember from last time that there is a machlokes. I don't understand, but if you look inside the lashon of the tshuva, it's clear that's how it was. Look inside again. So I think everyone knows that the point they go is the start next day in the family share. But the next couple of days we'll finish till through the end of Sif Yudalad, which should go pretty quickly. There's not very much left. The Ikrasug as we did, and then beginning of next month, I won't be here the first week, but I will probably never leave Mar Mekremis, maybe even see Chazar Shilas or something. And the first week we'll do Tesla Design and Zion, and as much as people have time for the Ebenezer Chafalaf as a Hashlama. And the Ebenezer is extra credit, so you have time, you know, you don't. I'm going to be Ikra give Mar Mekremis for those three seafoods specifically. You see the famous English Moshe. Whatever, I'll probably say something again before we leave. But that does you think we meet in the scene the last day? Okay, so then I'll be starting. So it is mad and also fun.